Hey, look, there's Nev again. If you're not careful, you're going to miss your chance with him, Kirsty.
Oh, no. Whatever will I do? Maybe buy a cat. Or a couple. Then I can start breeding them.
Well, you're heading in the right direction to be a crazy old cat lady. But even that would be better than being hung up on...
Rory! Hi!
Oh, hey, Rory. Didn't see you there. Good bash the other week.
Ah, cheers, Amy. Mind if I just borrow Kirsty for a minute?
Be my guest.
Is everything all right?
Yeah. No. No, not really. Remember what I was talking about at the party?
The gorilla and the Jesuit?
No. No, Julia.
Oh, OK. How is she?
Not great. I think there's something really wrong with her, Kirsty.
What, ill, do you mean?
No, well, sometimes. I mean, she's just so strange with me. I mean, she seems a bit happier, but still so distant. Ah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be burdening you with this.
No, it's fine.
I was wondering if maybe she'd spoken to you.
Me? No. I haven't seen Julia since the party.
Right, yeah, of course.
But I'll do anything I can to help Rory, you know that.
I was hoping you might say something along those lines. I was actually wondering if you could, I don't know, have a chat? Just you and her, like the old days? Find out what's going on.
I suppose I could call round tomorrow.
Fantastic. Well, that's fantastic. I can't thank you enough, Kirsty. You're a star.
No worries. Happy to help. It's the least a friend can do.
No, it's so much more. It's above and beyond. Seriously, thanks for this. OK, well, look, I'll let you get back to it then. Thanks again, Kirsty. But it was in Dusseldorf that this really began. No, don't come any closer.
I can barely see you in the shadows like that.
It's better that way.
Go on then.
It was Dusseldorf when I heard about him. Kircher. No, it probably wasn't his real name. A man who might be able to get me what I wanted.
What you...
The ultimate experience, Julia. The ultimate in pleasure. A paradise. And they were the only ones who could give it to me. Grant me access to it. The Order of the Gash. The Cenobites. There are many ways to summon them. I was told about a chart in the vaults of the Vatican, an origami exercise that the Marquis de Sade once owned. And then I heard of the box.
The box?
This box. A puzzle box. Made by a craftsman. A maker of singing birds. Called Le Marchand. Who? No, don't touch it! Don't even fucking go near it! It's dangerous, Julia.
I don't understand.
Kircher gave it to me in exchange for some favours, gave instructions about how to prepare, which I followed to the letter. So I solved the puzzle, opened the box here in this room. I opened it, and they came.
These Cenobites?
Yes. But I made a terrible mistake, Julia. I thought their idea of pleasure was the same as ours. It isn't. I knew as soon as I saw them, the things that done to each other, to themselves. The scars, the hooks and chains.
Jesus.
One of them. Every inch, her head had been tattooed with an intricate grid with pins at each intersection, jeweled pins. Another had its eyes peeled back with hooks, while a third barely had eyes at all, his head just a lump and mess. And still, I wanted to see, to know. They said they could give me everything I'd wanted. So I asked them to show me. And they did. I could smell the scent of the flowers I'd scattered, of old paint on the walls. I could hear everything for miles. See the brush strokes in the ceiling, dust motes, ticks, the weave of my shirt. They showed me memories of the past, of growing up, of my travels, women, everything in vivid detail. It was all too much, but they were just getting started.
Oh, so you've finished dreaming? Good. Now we can begin.
They called it pleasure, and perhaps they meant it. I'd call it suffering. Incalculable suffering. I begged for mercy. I begged them to stop their tortures, but there was no respite. And the worst thing, we were allowed to see into the world we once occupied. So close, but just out of reach. Like dogs on the doorstep, scratching and scratching. Unable to get in. Until Rory had his accident. Rory's blood brought me back, Julia. And that other man's blood, the one you lured here, it helped to heal me.
But you need more.
Yes, and soon. I'm afraid I'll start slipping back. They'll know I've gone by now. Those bastards that took me.
They're waiting for you.
Just be on the wall, please, Julia. I need the blood soon.
All right, tomorrow. I promise I'll get you more tomorrow.